Cam, thanks so much. It's Bill F. and Harry Tynowitz. Harry's filling in for Wendy. She'll be back on Tuesday. Garrett Dillahunt is our guest. Garrett is one of the hardest working and busiest character actors anywhere, who has an incredible knack for showing up on every television show that I like. It's amazing. Garrett, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What an honor to meet you.
Well, I'm honored that you're honored.
Let me just give a couple of credits your way. Movies like No Country for Old Men, 12 Years a Slave, Winter's Bone, television shows like Deadwood, Raising Hope, Mindy Project, Fear the Walking Dead. That's quite an IMDb page you've put together, sir.
Make me feel old, but yeah.
Now, can I point out something that I think is one of the best full circle stories in the history of show business? When you were on Deadwood, your character killed Wild Bill Hickok, right?
Right.
All right. He was played by Keith Carradine.
Right.
Fast forward a little bit. You're on Raising Hope, working with Martha Plimpton, the daughter of Keith Carradine. What was it like to work with somebody whose father you just killed?
Well, I think we all knew it was pretend, so she wasn't too upset about it. And Keith came on later in the run of the show. I can't remember. It was pretty funny. He came on as some old cowboy dude. It was great.
Well, what do you get recognized for first? Because, you know, Bill's like, Walking Dead and Deadwood. And I mean, I think Burn Notice right away. Is there something you get recognized for more than the other stuff?
Well, I guess probably Raising Hope. Raising Hope quite a bit. Terminator. You can kind of tell, depending on the fan walking up. I get a lot of goth fans from Last House on the Left. You know, I get a lot of, there's still a lot of No Countryers out there, which is surprising. Kind of surprising how long ago that was.
Yeah.
2007.
Yeah.
But probably Raising Hope and now I guess Fear. There's a lot of Fear fans.
Now,
coming out of the woodwork.
I don't know how much you can say, but at the end of last week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead, we kind of got the impression that your time of employ there might not be much longer. Can you comment on that, or would you prefer not to?
Well, I certainly can't tell you everything, but I mean, the showrunners did say, you know, they came out very quickly and said, like, well, he's not dead, you know, but clearly I'm hurt pretty bad.
Yes.
So you'll certainly see me again. I guess I can't say how long.
Oh, I hope it's for a long time. Now, Garrett, I would imagine. Would you admit that you're one of those actors? And there's a bracket of actors I love like this, who you see in so many things, but then people are hard pressed to come up with your name. Do you get that a little bit? It's like, I know you from somewhere, but I don't know your name.
It's. I guess I do, because I'm surprised more lately how people say, like, are you Garrett Dillahunt? And this is such a weird name anyway that I'm surprised that they got it right, you know. So, yeah, I guess I am. I've always been one of those guys. I've always just wanted to try to disappear. My heroes were always Gary Oldman and guys like that. When I was just a neophyte actor, I just wanted to be different every time. And I don't know. Sometimes I guess that makes it hard for people to figure you out.
Sure.
Or cast you. But I think when you get a little older, it becomes a great thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can do that too.
Does that work in reverse? Like, will people come up to you and go, oh, I know you from this, I know you from this, what's your name? You go, oh, hi, I'm Garrett Dillahunt. No, that's not it.
Sure, sometimes, you know, you get people just going through, they want you to list your whole resume, you know, but I usually just say, like, they say, what do I know you from? And I say, well, I mainly do a lot of gay porn. just see what their face does.
That's where I know you from, of course. I've noticed, Garrett, that for some reason they cast you a lot as lawmen or doctors, right?
Do they do a lot of lawmen? Let's see. I guess there's been a couple lawmen.
Even on Fear the Walking Dead.
Usually people say, oh, you're always the bad guy. And I'm like, it's about half and half.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but doctors recently, right?
That's true.
In the last couple of years, you've played a doctor a lot.
Mindy Project, yep. I was a gynecologist.
Yep.
Yes. Well, I guess I got a good doctor face.
You know, you can think of like, I can think of like, you know, 8 or 9 things you did, but now I'm going through the IMDb page and I get to one of the greatest cop shows in the history of the world. And I have, you know, full disclosure, I don't remember you on NYPD Blue.
You know,
well, what did you do there?
Well, that was my first my. I think I had to get my SAG card on that one.
Awesome.
That was way back. I think I played an art dealer or something who was fencing stolen paintings, something like that.
And that was just an episode, Garrett? Was it a one-time thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just one time. I was fresh out of college. Was excited to get it. It was like Bryce. I played Bryce.
Yeah.
Bryce Cooper Smith or something like that. Some strange name.
Now, walk me through what happened on Deadwood, because you played a character on Deadwood, and then that character was no longer on the show, but then a very short time later, you come back as a different character. They must have loved you over there.
That's the story I'm going with. I played an actual character. I mean, the one who actually exists in history, Jack McCall.
Yeah.
Who's only famous because he killed Wild Bill Hickok. And that was, six or seven episodes in season one before he was caught and shipped off for his trial eventually. And I was sad. I was sad that I was going to go because I was having a great time. And I said to David Milch, the creator of the show, I said, "So this is it, huh, on my last day? This is it?" And he was like, "Yeah, well, come here. And he took me to the Gem Saloon,
yeah,
which we weren't filming in that day. And he said, "I got an idea. I want you to play this other guy." And he laid out all these plans for me to be a George Hurst in the coming season,
yeah,
which was season two. And so I had all these meetings. I was going to shave my hairline back. We had this prosthetic nose, and I was going to start growing my beard. And then I was off doing a play because I had a long time until that second season. And he called and said, "You know, he's not going to be much more than an off-screen presence in season two." And I was devastated. And he said, "But there's this other guy who's right in your wheelhouse." And I don't know why he said that, because the guy was a sexual sadist, you know, and murderer.
It's perfect.
So I ended up playing Wolcott, Hurst's advanced man.
Who was troubled.
Who was troubled.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a bad relationship with the fairer sex.
Do you agree with me on this, Garrett, that in the history of television, there's never been a grittier, rawer Western than Deadwood? I just love that show start to finish.
I think you're right, and certainly in the history of television, and you're not alone. We have a very loyal, I think very intelligent fan base that is very excited about the possibility of this Deadwood movie coming up.
You think it's going to happen?
I do. I really do. You know, I won't be in it because I'm dead.
Yeah. They couldn't bring you back as a third guy?
I don't know. You know, I think that might be gilding the lily, as they say.
Maybe.
Have you given up on the prosthetic nose thing? I mean, you can't just walk away from that.
Right.
No, but, you know, look, yeah, I could shoot. I mean, I could play someone who's invisible. I don't know.
Right. They had that in the old West.
You can't let Nicole Kidman just corner the market on those roles.
That's right.
Our guest is Garrett Dillahunt. You know him from so many shows, including Fear the Walking Dead. Don't worry, he's not dead on Fear the Walking Dead. I know he had a bad week last week, but everything's going to be normal. We'll talk more with Garrett next. Stick around. It's WGN. It's Bill and Harry. Harry's sitting in for Wendy. Our guest is Garrett Dillahunt. You know him from shows like Deadwood, Mindy Project, Raising Hope, Fear the Walking Dead. Garrett, let's go back to one of the roles. This one always fascinates me. On Book of Daniel, you played, Jesus, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good guy.
So, yeah. He's a good guy. Most people would say, yeah, that's your good guy right there. So, what was the mindset of playing Jesus?
Well, that was a weird one. I don't know. I had to make sure I wasn't an ass on set. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Right.
You know, I had a 3-day turnaround. It was written in my contract.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I got the 3-day turnaround. I love that. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was just here.
I tell you, the worst part about that job was I had a real beard for the pilot, but then we didn't shoot the series till quite a while later, and then I lost the beard, and then I had to glue a beard on every day.
Since you played that, do you look at other people? Since you did that, do you look at other people playing Jesus and say, "Oh no, that's all wrong"?
No, I don't. I let them have it. I'm like, you can take it. too good for me.
Right. Do you prefer comedy or drama? I know you keep going back and forth. Which is better for you?
It's kind of the going back and forth part is the better for me. I just really like that change, and I like not being stuck in one. I think doing Raising Hope, I really had to jump through a lot of hoops because it had been a long time since I'd done any comedy. I'd just done a lot of really horrible things, and I think I'd just come off a particularly brutal job, and I said to my folks, I was like, let's do some comedy again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And it's funny how quick they forget.
Do they still make you audition, or are you a known enough quantity now where they just go, get me Garrett, he's the guy I want?
Well, most of the time I'll at least rate a meeting instead of an audition, which aren't necessarily easier, you know.
Yeah.
But it's nice not to have to learn all those lines, you know, just for the audition. But there'll still be plenty of times I'll audition. I'm happy to, you know. Sometimes you'd be surprised who still auditions for things, you know, and we'll do it.
Who would be the most shocking that we would be surprised by?
I don't know. I feel like I've read stories of, like, you know, De Niro coming in to read for somebody.
Wow.
Just, you know, and it's not like a typical audition setup. It's just like, let's get together and let's, you know, I'll read through this, you know, and that's, I feel like actors worth their salt. They don't really pitch a big fit about that.
Right, right. When you were auditioning more, were you up against the same guys? Was there a type that you were against all the time that you'd see at every audition, or was it always a different story for you?
That's a good question. You know, I feel like there certainly were people I would see, you know, back in my theater days, you know,
mm-hmm.
back in my starting out days is really what I meant to say there. But, yeah, I guess not so much anymore.
No.
Maybe just don't hear about it. It's always probably the same five guys, right?
Yeah.
Garrett, I'm a big Gene Hackman fan, and he talks about how the other actors who sit at his table, and sometimes when he gets handed a script, he can just tell, like, who are the other actors that were handed the script first and said no. Like, do you have people in your world that you bump into and you say, hey, did you get asked to read for this? Who are some of the people that sit at your table?
Gosh, I wonder. I'm not really sure, but I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if I heard them. I'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I love Gene Hackman. I miss him.
Boy, isn't it sad that he's not doing? He's writing books now. He's not making movies. That's tragic.
He made so many great movies.
Yeah.
You know, he never shot anything on digital
in his whole career.
Yeah, he was always like that. That's almost, you can tell, his era.
Yeah, film only.
Everything he's ever done was on film.
How about that? On Mindy Project, you played Jody. Now, we've had Fortune Feimster on, who plays your sister. She's coming up, actually, because she does stand-up comedy here in town, and we always have her on. I thought that family dynamic of you and her being brother and sister was hysterical. What did you think of it?
Oh, yeah. Fortune's like, she's like a giant heart walking around on two legs, you know. And she's just, it was, that was an intimidating show for me to be on.
Why?
You know, because everyone's like an actual comedian.
Yeah.
You know, they're so good at improvisation, and, you know, Ike Barinholtz and Mindy herself and Ed Weeks, everyone was just so quick and so facile. And most of the time I would, you know, I pretty much stuck to what was written for me and any advice they would give me. But boy, that was a lot of fun.
You held your own, Garrett. Trust me when I tell you, you blended in very, very nicely with everybody.
Wow, that's good to hear. Thank you.
You really did. What an honor to meet you. I'm not kidding when I say this. Every time you're on a show that stops production, like Mindy Project, I say to myself, I hope you get something quick, and I turn the channel, and there you are again, and I'm always thrilled.
I'm a bit of a workaholic, you know, so... Yeah, I'm glad I'm not making you sick of me.
No, not in any way. Keep up the great work. Yeah,
me too. Oh, you said workaholic.
Workaholic, Harry. Yeah. Workaholic.
It's different.
Garrett, keep up the great work, and if you ever have anything you want to plug, we're here for you.
Nice meeting you, fellas.
Thank you so much. That's
Garrett
Dillahunt. Watch him on Fear the Walking Dead. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill and Harry on WGN.